reason you and me should be alone tonight. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, I got a reason that you should take me home tonight. I need a man who thinks it's right when it's so wrong tonight. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, right on the limits where we know we both belong tonight. It's hard to feel the rush, to push the dangerous. I'm gonna run right to the edge with you, where we can both fall over in love. I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment of truth. I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging.
Was Rachelle Euler singing "The Edge of Glory"? That was glorious.
Yes.
That was like one of the best things I've ever heard Rachelle done in my life, and she does amazing things.
She
did it good. Oh my gosh! I am like singing the praises of this song. I have nothing to say. I just think it was beyond perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I think the edges were powerful. The emotion was perfectly placed. You pulled in and pulled back, and I was leaning with you, girl. I was rocking with you, girl. Your voice is super crystal clear. Rachelle, yep. This was amazing.
This was awesome. I had high expectations going into the song. You met and surpassed every single one of these expectations. I was just like, OMFG. While listening to this, it was awesome because it was like one of those moments when you're listening to a song and you're like, this is going to be a platinum song. Everyone's going to love it, and I'm listening to it right here for the first time. Awesome job, Rachelle. I don't know what else to say. I like, love this. I want to listen to it again just because, like, everything, the emotion, it was all perfect.
Like, this is yeah. Like, Sky. Oh, my gosh. I want this on my new iPod I got for Christmas.
Yes, this. If I get an iPod, this will be going on it.
Yes. Valk, what'd you think?
Yeah, this was like the best of the night. It was awesome. Like pretty much everything that's already been said. Like, I loved, like, your new mic is awesome. I love how you sound on it, first of all. So I'm glad you got that for Christmas. Yeah, I love, like, the edge, the repetitive edge parts. You, like, really different, made those different, and, like, they sounded awesome and belty. And that's, like, the only part of the song I know, really, so. I've never actually heard this whole song. I've just heard it in like mashups and stuff. So I'm glad that I got to hear you do it all the way through.
Oh man, I love this song. And like, I know I'm weird. I really like Lady Gaga, so I never really like skipped this song on the radio, even though it was overplayed for a while. And, like, oh my gosh, this is so good, Rochelle. Like, this is a
awesome.
Whole new take on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all the times I've heard this song, this is the first time I've actually like listened.
Yeah.
And so I caught all the words and I caught all the emotion and I'm like, I'm so taken away.
Yep, it's like hands down the best of the night. Like, yeah. Awesome job.
Great job, Rochelle.
Oh, yeah. Mama Shiva is proud.
And the person who chose this song for Rochelle is not anonymous. It's Temporary Butterfly.
Aw, Temp.
Yeah, Temp. Good choice, girl.
Everyone's
yeah, I think she's like
nice.
Being very like smart about her choices. Like, this is the voice and this is what they can do and this, you know what I mean? Like, nice and smart. Cause this was a hard song too, but Rochelle's
yeah.
awesome. Yo.
Rochelle's Rochelle.
It was really good. So yeah, let's move on. Next up, we have the man Dylan Collins, and he is going to sing a little Elton John for us.
Oh,
shall
yeah.
we listen?
I'm ready.
We shall.
Woo!
It away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say things can only get better. While I'm away, dust down the demons inside. Long before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Just stare into space, a picture, my face in your hand. Live for each second without hesitation. Never forget I'm your man. Oh, wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it heals. But more than ever, I simply love you more than I love life itself. Oh, I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess
why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Yes, that's why they call it the blues. I guess that's why they call it the blues. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
And that was Dylan singing I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues by Elton John. Sir Elton John.
Yes.
He got sirred.
Can't forget the sir.
That sounds really ghetto.
I want to be a sir. Sir Blackjack AV.
Ooh, Sir Blackjack AV.
That'll be my thing.
That sounds good. Sounds very good. Blackjack, what'd you think?
I thought this was good. This was, it's weird because the last two songs were like not screws, and I think this was kind of more towards the screwish side. It wasn't bad at all, but I mean, it just followed Rochelle. So that's really hard. I don't know. Okay, not being biased at all, this was good. Like, I don't know how to compare. But this is. Someone else go. Like, I'm kind of at a loss right now.
Okay, I'll go. I think it was actually really good. I know you were worried about it because it is a really hard song. And I do think the person was kind of like doing a light screw. Like it's not like a blatant screw. You know what I'm saying?
No, we got it's kind of like many a nice people
thing. But you know what? Because Elton John is ridiculous to sing. Like he just sits there and plays the piano and sings a song like it's nothing. But honestly, his songs are really hard. And I think you really captured the spirit and the mood of the original. Like, there were some times where I kind of forgot I was listening to you because I was just kind of like, oh, I like this song, you know? And not that I don't like what you do, but, like, it just sounded like the original to me. And, like, yeah, like, every time, especially the choruses were really good for me. The time on my hands was always my favorite part because you did that, like, exact, like, Elton. And you were pronouncing words like him, too.
I wrote that.
Like, you turned into Elton for this song. And while it's not, like, my favorite performance of the night, I think you're totally fine. So,
yeah,
Valky, what'd you think?
I'm here. I don't know. I didn't like this as much. Well, as much. It was like, okay. But, like, you kind of did that whiny thing that I don't like that much. But it sounded good on your voice. I just think it sounded a little too raspy-ish. Like, I wanted it to sound more smooth, because Elton John is the smooth type of thing. But, like, the emotion was good. So, yeah. I also think it was kind of like a mid-screw-you-over thing.
I mean, this song is weird in the sense that it's like, well, one, it's hard, and then two, it's not that emotionally challenging. Even though it's an emotional song, it's like, how do I say this? It's hard to convey emotion on it.
It's
so much. Except for the choruses, which I think you did really well with. So
what's the word I'm looking for? It's deceivably hard? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Anyway. Yeah. But anyway, I'm not allowed to say who gave this to you. Well, actually, I honestly don't know if I'm allowed or not. So that should that might give you insight. I have no idea. I don't know if I'm allowed.
I think that's a good thing. I think it's.
So I'm not going to say.
If you said who gave it to him, then Dylan and his alliances will break that person.
Yeah, Dylan and his alliances. Oh, dear.
And,
I love it that people are making alliances for this show. It makes me so happy.
I don't even know if people have alliances. I'm just assuming.
I know they do. I'm not like, in them or anything, but like I know they do because people tell me and the chat and everything. So it's like, ah. Yeah. But I don't know what these alliances are scheming. But they are scheming.
Well, a lot of them are being nice. I want to see true. Some. Me and Valk want to see some really mean screws.
Yeah, huh. You guys want more Lion's Den action. Mm-hmm. What's really interesting is a lot of people changed their song. Like this week, their original pick for the person they got changed by the due time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a lot of their original picks were more intense screws than they actually ended up with. So this week was like, it was going to be a super scary week. And then it turned into a not as scary week.
Well, if you don't screw someone, then you might get screwed.
Because, yeah, people are not they did pulling really stops awesome here. They're just not.
Yeah, not okay.
All right, next up we have Mr. Sister. You! I'm Margo. Excited, Margo. And Margo will be singing, I Believe, from the Book of Mormon.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for this because I've been listening to the song because of Fame Quest.
Yeah!
So, let's go.
I'm super excited. Okay, let's listen.
I'm really excited to hear.
Ever since I was a child, I tried to be the best. So what happened? My family and friends all said I was blessed. So what happened? It's supposed to be all so exciting to be teaching of Christ across the sea. Allowed my faith to be shaken. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed to help the needy, to do the things I never dared. This was the time for me to step up. So then why was I so scared? A warlord who shoots people in the face. What's so scary about that? I must trust that my Lord is mightier and always has my back. Now I must be completely devout. I can't have even one shred of doubt. I believe that the Lord God created the universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon. Mormon just believes. You cannot just believe partway. You have to believe in it all. My problem was doubting the Lord's will instead of standing tall. I can't allow myself to have any doubt. It's time to set my worries free. Time to show the world what Elder Price is about and share the power inside of me. I believe that God has a plan for all of us. I believe that plan involves beginning my own planet. And I believe that the current president of the church, Thomas Monson, speaks directly to God. I am a Mormon, and dang it, a Mormon just believes. I know that I must go and do the things my God commands. I realize now why he sent me here. If you ask the Lord in faith, he will always answer you. Just believe in him and have no fear.
General, we have an intruder. He just walked into camp.
I believe that Satan has a hold of you. I believe that the Lord God has sent me here. And I believe that in 1978 God changed his mind about black people. You can be a Mormon. A Mormon who just believes.
What is this?
Now I can feel the excitement. This is the moment I was born to do, and I feel so incredible to be sharing my faith with you. The scriptures say that if you ask in faith, if you ask God himself, he'll know. But you must ask him without any doubt and let your spirit grow. I believe that God is on a planet called Jesus has his own planet as well. and you'll know it's all true, you'll just feel it. You'll be a Mormon, and by gosh, a Mormon just
that was Mr. Sister singing I Believe from the Book of Mormon. Mm. And you know what, Margo? I believe. Yes. Oh my gosh. This was definitely a hard song.
But yeah.
Like, the whole Book of Mormon is like full of like really hard songs and really acty songs. And like, yeah, I think whoever gave this to you might have been trying to screw you, but maybe not like, a straight out.
Not an angry screw.
Not just an angry screw. Not like a screamo screw.
Just a nothing personal. Like, this is just business screw.
Yeah, just business. Valk, what'd you think?
I love Book of Mormon. Yeah, it's like really hard because Book of Mormon is a bunch of group numbers. Yeah, and guy songs, but also a bunch of group numbers other than like Salt Lake City. But like, they're all like group numbers and like, yeah, or duets or something. So like, anytime someone gives you a Book of Mormon song, it's pretty much a guaranteed like, I'm trying to screw you over.
Rebecca.
Yeah,
that makes me happy.
Valk is rejoicing.
Rejoice into the light.
I think Margo handled it really well, though.
Yeah, but like, Margo, your voice is so awesome, but you need to be more confident because this had like the same problem as last week. Like, your vocals sounded fantastic on it. I loved the harmonies and like the lead vocal, but like, you needed like a lot to be a lot more over the top. Because, like, there are a lot of lines in this. You, like, sing it too straight. Like, the black people line and, like, the Thomas Monson line. Like, there's a lot of... Yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, I really love the background for the black people, though.
What is this?
Yeah.
That's
awesome. It was so funny.
But it really needs to be, like, over the top and kind of ridiculous. Because that's pretty much what this show is. And you were holding back a lot, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole show is, like, a huge parody-type show.
Yeah, like, it's like a giant satire. I know.
It's and totally, like, over the top out there. But you know what, like, I thought her acting was good. I wanted more from the acting, but I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit like Sleeping Bear. But the vocals were just so awesome. Like, your vibrato is to die for. You're, like, crystal clear, perfect, precise vibrato. And, like, every time I hear you, Margo, your voice is a little different because, like, you always change your voice to suit the song. And I think that's really awesome. And, like, this is a hard song, like I said earlier. So I think you really tackled it well, if not for a little bit, Sleeping Bear. And my favorite part was definitely the background vocals, which you did. Oh my gosh, those were really gorgeous. And
yeah, that was one of my questions. Did she do all the background
yeah,
vocals?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I was really like, wow. That was really good. Especially in the beginning. The energy built throughout the song. But it still wasn't, like, completely where we would have liked it because we know the song. If you didn't know the song, I'm sure people are like, you know, cackling along to this anyway because they're like, oh, this is so funny.
Yeah, I'm super particular about Book of Mormon songs because I'm obsessed with the show.
Yeah. I just listened to the Book of Mormon for the first time a couple weeks ago, so I know it, but I wouldn't have known it, and I would have been like, what is this? Jesus has his own planet? Ha ha ha. So yeah. Blackjack, well, what'd you think?
Just really quick. I thought she did... She handled this really well. Mm-hmm. I thought she went too low. The original singer for this is, I think she didn't need to go as low as she did. she made it sound like, since she went low, she made it sound angry, and this is a very cheerful song. Like, she was, like, it was, like, I don't know, I just got an angry vibe from what she was saying, where she could have used her normal voice, like, on the choruses, that was perfect. Her Believes were beautiful, they were amazing, like, the vibrato and everything. And if you, like, notice, I just personally thought that, that the verses were too low for her. Not too low for her. She went too low for them. They were, like, good for her. She just should have used the same voice that she kind of went on the choruses. But I don't think it was bad. I liked it.
No.
That's mine.
I think you'll be fine tonight, Margot. I think this was very good. And I'm going to reveal to you, in case you don't already know it, which I think you do, who screwed you. It was, for the second week in a row, Dylan. The randomizer just likes pairing you and Dylan for some reason. I don't know. But we'll see what happens this next week. If it's three times in a row Dylan, I think that would be, like, for the record books. I don't think we're ever going to have... I think we'll have people, like, choose for the piece for the same person twice, but I don't think it's going to happen three times. But who knows? Who knows?
Just jinxed it.
Just jinxed it. All right. Well, let's see. Who's up next? Sasuya's up next. Yeah. And I think she's singing another Queen song, Killer Queen. Yeah. Let's listen.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in her pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation it can decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinary life, she's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. To avoid complication, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Met a man in China, went down to Asia Minor. Then again, incidentally, if you're that way inclined. Perfume came naturally from Paris. For car, she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise, she's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Playful as a pussycat, momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas. To absolutely drive you wild. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try?
And that was Sasuya singing some Killer Queen. Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Sasuya, our punk princess. That's what you are. Whose turn is it to start? I have no idea. I've just been, like, randomly starting or picking someone, so. Blackjack,
you
do could
you
want to go? Or?
You never go first, Sky.
That's not
Nightwish
true.
Is first. Go. All right,
I'll go first again. I've gone first like a lot
fine.
Tonight. All right, I think your voice is so punk. I'll just, for
punk
the
princess.
Audience, I'd like, the way I critique is like if any like certain thing stands out to me, I write down one word. And it's usually like a word you say or something like that. And like, and
that's
so
good.
Like, for you, I have punk princess, so edgy. And then, and like just so like random things. I think this is a challenging song. Anything Queen is really challenging.
Yeah, no, dang.
Like, I think
so intimidating.
Yeah, I think everyone's song was at least challenging tonight, if not like super hard. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I felt like this was almost like man, I can't remember her name. What's her name? Paramore's girl.
Hayley Williams.
Yeah, I feel like this would be like how she would sound on this, you know, if like some sort of punk girl came and sang this song through. And like some parts I would have wanted more from this, just in like playfulness wise. Like I think there was a lot more you could do with like building and saying words like really like not odd, but saying them in like different ways to make the audience like laugh.
Hayley Williams, she always says weird.
Yeah, like just little things instead of just singing it straight. But your straight singing was very, very good. So,
yeah, this was.
I can't knock you for your singing, girl. You can sing.
I know.
Whoever
gave her the song's probably like, oh man, I thought I was gonna get sassy as shit. This is good. Sassy as shit, them.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of like I'll show you happening tonight. I am so proud of everyone.
I'm trying to think of my tops already, and this is up for consideration.
Yeah.
So good job.
This is not a laughable song because this is hard.
Yeah.
This is another one that kind of does a little roller coastering.
I think Sassia for me might have done the best if you compare the difficulty of the screw she received. Like I think it was a really hard song, and I think she did a really good job with it.
Yeah, that's she all, did. So. Valky.
Woo, this was another good one. I don't have anything bad to say other than, like, the music sounded a little loud and it drowned you out a bit. But, like, yeah, this is, like, one of my favorites of the night, so yay.
I literally was just like listening for fun because I was like, yeah.
Me too.
So yeah, Sasuya. Good.
who can we say who did?
Oh, I don't think we can because I didn't. I don't know if we can, so I'm just not gonna. So
we should do it. If you don't tell them, then maybe you'll just say it. I don't know. Because if people don't tell you, I don't know.
I would, but so many people are like revealing that it would be like I'm keeping the ones that I don't know not just to make sure that the people who really didn't want to be revealed are not
okay.
Obvious, I guess. But for next round, that's going to be implemented. So you cool. Guys better tell me if you want to know, if you want the world to know, you'll know. Okay. Let's see. Next up, we have some Kappa.
Oh, yes.
Mr.
The
Kappa.
The maker of the intro.
The maker of the amazing intro. Thank you, Copper. I love it to death. To death. He's going to be singing some more Gaga. This is our second Gaga of the evening. He's going to be singing Born This Way. Kappa
oh,
was
shit.
Born This Way.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So
oh,
bring
shit.
It, Copper.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's listen.